Some of our deacons are handing out the reports. When you get those, please take a moment to look those over. The last meeting was a pretty exciting one for me, personally, so. Like I said, when you get your sheet, please look over the minutes and also look over the financial report, and in just a moment when we've had an opportunity to read through that, we'll approve them. In regards to the minutes, do we have a motion to approve? Do we have a second? Okay. All in favor, please say aye. Any opposed? And that has passed. Take just a moment and look at the finance report, please. Statistic and finance report, sorry about that. Do we have a motion to approve the statistical and finance report? Do we have a second? Beautiful. All who are in agreement, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Beautiful, and that passes. To begin, I'd like to invite Carla Collins to come share a report. If you have anything for the music.
We're going to have music right on and on. We're going to keep doing it. Some of our young people have stepped up to help us out. In the choir and with praise teams, and that's just been really a blessing, and I'm thankful for that. Choir will continue to meet throughout the summer. If you may have seen the announcement that said we're not meeting until June 25th, but because of Bible school and people being out of town and that kind of thing. But we are going to continue to meet choir through the summer, and they'll fill the loft in the morning and praise teams on Sunday night, and I'm grateful for our young people. I guess that's it.
Good. Thank you, Carla. Who would like to report on behalf of the Children's Committee? Okay. We'll bring you a microphone. Thank you, Carla.
I want to say that we had a great Teen Kid this past school year. We're going to kick Teen Kid back off this second Wednesday night of August. I believe that's August 9th. Also, too, VBS will be coming up very soon. And we currently have 93 students registered for that, which is awesome. And we have 92 volunteers, which is awesome as well. And that's for a variety of things, from decorating to nursery to helping us with security. So we're very thankful for that. We will have a meeting, VBS meeting, June 11th. There will be two options. One will be before Sunday school time for anybody that's a teacher that needs to do that. And then one during the Sunday school hour as well. They will not last that long, but it's just an informational meeting for them. And then June 18th, we will have Donuts with Dad. That will take place at 10 in the social hall, similar to how our Muffins with Mom event took place. And other than that, and then in July, we'll probably push out when needing volunteers for our Teen Kid 23-24 year. That's it.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Who is presenting on behalf of the youth? Okay, Anita will.
We're still averaging about 29 kids every Wednesday night, 10 adults. So we had our end of the year pool party at the home of Terry and Pam Waters on Wednesday, and we were blessed that our summer interim youth pastor, Jared, was able to join us. He starts Wednesday. That is the first official day. He'll lead our lesson on Wednesday, and then of course we'll take 2 weeks off, 1 week for impact. Our students leave on Monday the 5th. We have 28 people going to impact, and they'll go Monday to Friday, and then of course the next week is Bible study, so we won't have Craig that week either, and that we'll be back on schedule for the entire summer. For our summer program, we do invite our upcoming seventh graders, those who've just finished sixth grade, are encouraged to go ahead and start with all of our summer activities.
Perfect. Thank you, Anita. Melinda Peterson, WMU.
I
I just want to say on May 4th, we hosted the Associational, Patton Evans Baptist Associational Sugar Time. The money that was raised, which all goes to the Baxter Children's Home, was $8,675. And there was 7,500 pounds of sugar that was donated. We had a great turnout. We had a great speaker. It was a little stressed that day, but God worked it all out. And I want to thank everybody who prayed, made a cake, helped decorate it, or just whatever you did. I appreciate it all. Our next meeting will be June 5th at 6:30 in the Fellowship Hall. And unfortunately, that one's just for ladies only. But we'll be welcoming any lady that wants to come join us.
Perfect. Thank you, Melinda. Shelma Kitchens, are you here? Perfect. Key Majors report.
We had our meeting this month in May. We had about 41 in attendance, which was good. We were excited. And we will be taking June and July off. We'll start back second Tuesday in August.
Perfect. Thank you, Shelma. Sunday School Report, Jim Schumann.
Carla, I'll meet you halfway. Sunday School, you can see our numbers on page 2. So we're making some small improvement, but Ms. Diane and I were talking about it this morning. I'll share with you, Clarice and I, when we first started here, we went to a Sunday school class and something came up we missed, and we got a card that said we had been missed. And it made a pretty good impact on us. And we were talking about, we're kind of excited time right now, got a new preacher. We'd like to get back from the COVID slump, but it's exciting times. So we just like to encourage everybody, if you've got folks that kind of drop in it, and it happens before you know it, you turn around and you have folks in your Sunday school class that hadn't been there for a number of weeks. So just encourage everybody to say, hey, things are cooking, come on back to Sunday school, and maybe we can work together and get something a little more intentional as a Sunday school group. So that's all what I got.
Well, good. Thank you, Jim. Great recommendation. Jennifer Bland with the Beautification Committee.
As you can tell, we have completed a few things, but we are still a work in progress as far as waiting on furniture to come in and different things that we are still doing. Some of our older furniture that you may have noticed may be missing, the gray sofas. Brandon and Grace were able to use that as they moved into their new home, so we was glad to share that with them. We are waiting on some new furnishings, as I said. Stuff's still delayed, trying to get here. And our old, what we call it, our old social hall, many of you may know it as the old choir room. We kind of tossed around a few names, and we keep referring to it lately as the gathering room. And we have had several small showers in that room. We have fed a couple of smaller families with funerals. It's just been really nice if you have a smaller gathering and don't need the big, huge social hall area. That is an option, and it's also used for over. It can be used for overflow too. I have a great team. We work well together, and everybody has just been so good about pulling their part. Thank you for the ladies who, Michelle, my mama, and Julie, who decorated our Memorial Day decorations. It's just always somebody's doing something. So, like I said, we're continually a work in progress.
Thank you. It's true. There's always something going on. Always. Are there any other committees who would like to make a report? Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for your time today. Thank you, Dennis Odom, for being our clerk and taking these notes. Do we have a motion to approve and adjourn our meeting?
So moved.
Second? All in favor say aye. Amen. Y'all have a great afternoon. Thank you so much.